Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's get this thing rocking and rolling. Welcome to the program brought to you by the Texas Ford Dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Owner and GM of your Dallas Cowboys, Mr. Jerry Jones. Mr. Jerry Jones, first and foremost, great to have you on. I'm sure you slept like a baby last night. And of course, my first question for you, sir, is, you know, since you bought the Cowboys back in 1989, you've been a part of 37 of these Cowboy Thanksgiving Day games. Where did yesterday's rank for you?
Well, I don't, being that it's this morning, I don't think there's ever been one to top it. And we've had some really momentous games out there on Thanksgiving Day. And we always have got the game so built up. It's our Super Bowl for the year, really, because we get to do what we do with the Salvation Army on Thanksgiving Day, and we know we're going to be going to millions and millions of people. And so it's just a big part of what we do. I can't believe that we get the visibility that we get. I haven't heard the numbers, but it could break all records for a Thanksgiving Day, which is, other than the Super Bowl, the biggest game watched. So anyway, a lot of things going on out there, but boy, how proud I am of this team, how proud I am of the coach, head coach, coaches. It was just more than I could have imagined, really.
Jerry, before we get into the nuts and bolts of the football team, I just wanted your thoughts on kind of how everything went into Thanksgiving with Post Malone being out there. You know, we had Taylor Swift up there in the box and just overall a Thanksgiving fiasco with their Dallas Cowboys getting a win.
Well, I know this, that the Post Malone thing, for him to be the featured entertainer, and we've had a list of entertainers out there over the last almost 30 years that look like who's who of entertainment. And it's a great opportunity for them. They get to go to the entire nation. And it's such a unique audience because the principal makeup of the audience probably is not an audience that watches all the NFL games or watches games. It's just they're there. It's Thanksgiving Day. Everybody's enjoying that. Plus, you have the game. And it's to me, it's a wonderful chance to for an entertainer, or a wonderful chance for the Cowboys to leave an impression. Post Malone is so unique. I can't tell you what a wonderful person he is. He was raised right, and I can speak to that because his dad was in charge of all of our beverages at Texas Stadium when we were at Texas Stadium. And he would come from school, and his mom was still working, and she would work to maybe midnight, well, not midnight, but 9 o'clock at night. Well, they had a cot, had a special place set up for him. And he just grew up being raised right there in Texas Stadium. For him to be the featured entertainer and to have had a distinguished career that he's had was just a confluence of fitting. And so I'm telling you, that alone was enough to be thankful for.
Jerry Jones, brought to you by the Texas Ford Dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Jerry, you guys, much was made about 18 months ago when you had your infamous, you know, we're going all in remark, and some might argue that the all in really wasn't all that in. However, when we look at what you guys in this front office has done over the last 6 months, I mean, look, it looks like your first three draft picks have been nothing short of long-term building blocks for this Dallas Cowboy team. You went out and basically stole George Pickens from the Pittsburgh Steelers. Quinnen Williams has been a revelation for this Dallas Cowboy team. What did you, as general manager of this football team, what did that kind of the all-in comment and the, you know, requisite fallback, and then basically what you guys have done, oh, by the way, trading Micah Parsons, and now we're starting to see the fruits of that labor here after three huge wins in a row?
Well, first of all, you've got to realize you just can't think about today. You really do have to look ahead, and your strategy can begin at one point, and you're still executing it, let's say, 12 months later. There was no doubt when we agreed and wanted to extend Dak Prescott. Mm-hmm. There was no doubt that we needed to change the makeup of what we were. And so you don't just announce the stuff in the Dallas Morning News or in the Wall Street Journal. You go about it because there's strategies. And as it turns out, an important part is not only draft picks or not only the things consideration for trade, but an important part of this thing is how you're going to work these salaries and meld them together so that you can have a total team. When I basically traded Micah, I knew that I was trading him for as many as five of the kinds of players that, if there is such a thing, I don't want to demean Pickens, but five Pickens. Yeah. Because that's what we were going to pay Parsons as it relates to five more players. Apart from the picks that are involved, you've got to consider how you fit them in under our system. This is not necessarily financial. Picture, if you will, college and where you give scholarships. Mm-hmm. But let's say the deal was that some players you could get for five scholarships. Some players you could get for the normal one scholarship. Well, it really doesn't work that way, but you have to decide, do you want five for one? Mm-hmm. And those were the decisions. Micah's a great football player, but in order to execute on where we've ended up here and hopefully will be in the future, we couldn't pay him plus keep Pickens and keep players that you want to keep in the future. So we made that decision. Micah's very impactful. But we really hadn't won with Micah. Not because of Micah. We just hadn't won because of they were able to work around us having Micah. And they ran right at him, or they basically threw the ball quicker. Those are simplistic things. And there was no question that if we could replace him with four or five top players, Pickens type players, name Revelle out there that could very well be one of the best defensive backs that we've had play for us. And so those guys are going to take a part of the salary cap. And that was all in the thinking with Micah Parsons. I actually tried to trade for Williams. I tried to get the Jets in training camp, mm-hmm. period. And I was going to I wanted a one and Parsons for Williams. A one and Parsons for Williams. I thought that much of Williams. Mm. And he's showing you what he can do for a defense. And so, you'd love to have Micah. and love to have several players around, but that's not the game. That's not the system. The NFL system is built so that everybody has a chance to put equal players out there.
Jerry, what changed then? Because we played that audio, because we got that audio later that came out of you talking to the I think it was somebody in New York when you talked about that. Was it just the Jets basically, you know, starting out horribly that changed their mind as far as why they didn't want to do that deal with you to start the season versus why they made that deal at the deadline?
Yeah, and plus they didn't have the cap room to pay Micah.
Ah, okay. Fair enough.
Well, Jerry, when it comes to this part of the schedule, I think even the most diehard Dallas Cowboys fans saw that you had the Eagles and Chiefs in 4 days and then the Lions following. As if the Cowboys go 1-2, that's a blessing in itself because it's a very tough part of the schedule. You are now at 2-0 versus the last two Super Bowl champs and have the Lions next week. What is that confidence like for you? I know you're an uber confident person in your Dallas Cowboys, but in that locker room, especially for this to be a playoff team.
Well, you've asked the right question. Not what it is to Jerry, but what it is to those players. And I can tell you right now, that level of confidence, you can cut it with a knife. It's so thick in there. They are emboldened. And that is the way it goes. That's what happens when you start winning. Just as when you start losing, you can lose some of that. It's called momentum in a simplistic way. But there's no question. You can see us just like straightening up, having maybe bent over, and all of a sudden looking around, and I can do this. And I know when I was a senior in college, we barely won games. And then we came to Texas to play the number one team in the nation, the Texas Longhorns. And we barely had won our games. And we go down there and we win. And Darryl Roy went for two. And Ernie Coy didn't get the ball. And we won. And we had beaten the mighty University of Texas. We went home, those little pigs of Arkansas. We were never scored on again. We're the only undefeated team in the country and won the national championship. It really inspired me to be talking to you on the phone today. Having said all of that, it shows what the mentality, the mental aspect can happen when you get on a run and get to believing in yourself.
Jerry, one thing that has been talked about when it comes to you and you being GM is that, you know, how much does he let his coaches do their thing and how much, autonomy does he give them? And that was one of the things that people push back on. Well, that's why he hired Brian Schottenheimer, because, you know, he wants to have his hands at everything. But it just feels like with Brian Schottenheimer, and look, I'm a Chiefs fan, so I grew up watching his dad, that he does have this kind of old school approach that you don't necessarily see in newer, younger coaches. And what is kind of what is your relationship with Brian Schottenheimer, and how much do you let him do his thing?
He's outstanding with people. He's got inordinate people skills, frankly. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't surprise me. I knew his parents well, his mom as well. And they enjoy really exceptional people skills, really can communicate. He's 50 years old. Had been in the NFL for almost 30 years and sat around that table, kitchen table, with his father, one of the greatest coaches of all time. Mm-hmm. All he has been around is NFL football. He passed on a head coaching opportunity when he was maybe 33, 34, and he regretted it. But here you have somebody that has all of this intellectual experience and knowledge, and he's been on six different coaching staffs in his career, plus grew up with one of the greatest. Now, here you've got somebody 50 years old that has never done it. I'm going to tell you, when you've never done it, when you're trying to prove something, when you're trying to show yourself and the world, that's a heck of an advantage. Mm-hmm. Don't ever forget it. The first time out trying to prove it. On top of that, you've got all of this wealth of experience. The combination is what really sold me on him. I didn't really intend to go in his direction until we got into it. We saw that we weren't going to work with Mike, and we opened it up. And Brian had agreed to be the coordinator going forward. We knew how well he worked with Dak. And all of a sudden, we're sitting there looking and visiting with him about the coordinator. And Steven and I were talking, and we might be looking at our head coach here. Well, we interviewed a few more people, and we still look back at that offensive coordinator we just hired, said that might be the head coach. And guess what? He's got all the ingredients of making it happen, and he works with Dak. That's how that came down.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Jerry, I want to go to the other side of the ball. The much maligned Matt Eberflus, who a lot of people were calling for his head. And then after the trade deadline, you get six new players, some from trade, some from injury, and some new guys stepping up, and one big guy being Quinnen Williams. What can you tell me about how Matt Eberflus has changed his defense, especially in second half of football games against really good teams?
I looked at our top 11, looked at the stats on our top 11 defensive guys relative to tackles and plays. That doesn't tell it all. But of that group, only two were with us this time last year. Of the top 11 in our stats for yesterday, only two were with us last year. Now, we changed defensive coordinators now three times in 3 years. That doesn't work. I'm going to tell you. Those players can't be thinking about what they're going to do. That's like thinking about breathing. You can't do that and live life. That's got to be just love. That's just got to be there. Well, that was there early for us, and it's been there early. It was there for Zimmer last year on evolving into everybody counting on each other and relying on each other. That's a big thing in these defenses. Got to know the other guy's going to get his job done so you can have confidence to get yours. So you knew that was going to have growing pains when we came through with another change. Eberflus is an outstanding coach, and make no mistake about it. But he would be the first to tell you that in relying on his, let's say, his system, which he's got several systems. He can play it any way you want to play it, really. But he was relying on guys knowing what to do, and everybody was depending on them doing, and of course that was shaky. And then very candidly, we had guys on the field last night, that about five of them that weren't to be found in our first 6, 7, 8 ball games. Mm-hmm. So we have dramatically changed the talent composition out there, plus more, just as important, we have changed the reliance on each other, the execution of which has to evolve. And when you come in fresh, players, new players, as well as new coaches, that's a big challenge. And, of course, if you look from last year's coaching staff to this year's coaching staff, it's been a complete change, really, overall. A couple of the coaches are there that were there. And of course, Brian is not only calling the plays, which he hadn't been doing, but he's head coaching the team. So there's been a dramatic change here. And we really affected that change. The most important ingredient was when we signed Dak to made him highest paid player in the NFL.
Jerry, sticking on that defensive side of the ball, you talked about some new guys being out there, and we saw Kalen Carson obviously was banged up and wasn't able to suit up. We saw Ravel get a little banged up. Where are we at on the Trayvon Diggs returning back to this team?
Okay, he'll be on the field. Could have been on the field. Wanted to be on the field last night, but he'll be on the field as at Detroit, in my view, barring an exception. By the way, Ravel was not hurt. He wears a brace. Mm-hmm. And that brace kind of malfunctioned on him out there, and they had to make an adjustment on that brace, but he wasn't impacted physically. And that brace is an assurance thing. Frankly, I wish they'd all, if I had my way, I'd want them all to wear knee braces.
Mm-hmm.
But they won't do that.
Jerry, I'll tell you what, I was glad I mentioned the Revel stuff, because I know some folks were talking about it on Twitter afterwards. And so, like I said, you talked about Quinnen Williams and his impact and Trayvon Diggs, and obviously that'll be a big part of getting him back on Thursday. A little bit about Logan Wilson. I think some folks are wondering, okay, are we going to start seeing him a little bit more? And then as far as, I don't know that enough has been talked about with the Solomon Thomas addition and that, and what you guys have done there. And just overall, how pleased are you with some of these, because you guys have been, criticized before. Well, there they go, value shopping again. But for the most part, you guys have hit it very well this year with some of these signings, Kyer Elam notwithstanding.
Wilson was impactful last night, to mention him. And this is an instinctive thing for especially an inside linebacker. It's just instinctive. If you've got it, it's dramatic. And that is that he recognizes, but at the same time he's recognized that he's moving toward the hole. And you got to fill. It's called filling the hole if you're a linebacker. And those big guys up front are making holes for you. They're keeping those big guys from stepping out and hitting those linebackers. He's instinctive on hitting the hole, and you can see it last night. And you look to see more of him.
Jerry, I'm excited to ask you about this one, because we talked about it last night, about Pickens and kind of the players that he reminds you of, and you mentioned Dez Bryant. Just him and CeeDee Lamb out there, do you just feel uber confident that anytime Dak targets him that it's going to be a positive play, and kind of what they mean to this offense? Because I don't think Cowboys have seen in a while two dominant receivers like this night in and night out.
Well, I'm going to answer your question by saying I agree with everything you just said. And, we do have two number ones. And that really is problematic. They had their best one on, Lamb yesterday, and he showed out. And we're about a lot of times Lamb can catch football and has for years. So now, like anybody, he was thinking about running before he's catching his ball, for instance. So we all have to refine where we've gotten a little lax. So I'm so proud that he had the day he had. But obviously, Pickens is such a threat that it demands both of them being looked at. Well, hello, what ends up happening? Some other players get in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. Our tight ends get in the middle of it. Our slot receiver gets Turpin comes in big. And let me say this while I'm talking about Turpin. That fumble recovery is as big a play
that was huge.
As I've seen in years, a player made. And I'm telling you, everything about Turpin was shown up in that. He has the courage of a lion. I've never seen more courage. And, boy, he will go up in there, as we all know. But it was like breathing. He just instantaneously went to recover the football, and all the motion had the quickness to get in there. It was one of the biggest plays I've seen us have.
Jerry, I'm dying to ask you this, and this is kind of a non-football question, but I've spent 10 years in the midstream oil and gas sector, so I've always been wanting to pick your brain about this. And you know, you kind of like caught a little flack the other, you know, a few weeks ago when you said, look, I should be working on this defense, but I got a $100 billion deal I'm trying to get done here. What are the similarities for the folks that, you know, have never been in oil and gas? They know Jerry Jones is ubiquitous with oil and gas, but what are the similarities between the oil and gas business and running a football team? And how much, and this is something that I just, when I was watching y'all's Netflix special, the fact that back in, the late 60s, you wrote that piece about the business of sports. How much of that do you still use today?
Well, it's permeates my almost every conversation. Mm-hmm. And between the two, it has familiarity. I thought when I bought the Cowboys, I decided right there to change my life in that I bought an occupation, running the Cowboys, being involved in sport. Frankly, had I not had the greed or just whatever you want to call it, to do more financially than coaches had done, I would have been a coach. I love it. And loved it. But I hope that everyone listening realize that it would take a fool to do either of the two things without some great input from some very smart people. And you have to listen to the people that you're around and others that you aren't around. So I accumulate opinions, accumulate information, and try to go to people that seem to be the most qualified for that at that time. The best thing I can say about oil and gas is that relative to football is that pretend that I'm sitting with a bank of phones, a couple of phones, and in my left ear, left hand, I'm talking to someone that has just told me that I've lost my proverbial butt and I've gotten a major dry hole that costs enough to make my eyes water. On the other hand, I've clicked down and I've had on hold someone that I'm talking to about going in a new prospect with me. And I'm trying to sell them on joining me to drill that new well. When you go from the left being told that you've just been hit on the nose, your voice can't break. You've got to go in with all the enthusiasm as though you had just found some big deal. That's football. That's all business. They're very similar like that. I thought when I decided to really spend my life in sports, and that's why I kid with sports people, sports media especially, because I say, you know, guys, be a little sweeter to me. I said, be a little sweeter. I said, we're persons. I said, all of us have decided to spend our life in sport, principally. And so we got a lot in common. Well, that doesn't get me very far, but I feel that way. We do have a lot in common. But I had thought, though, that because the oil and gas business is competitive, there are piranhas out there.
Yeah, it is.
And boy, are they smart, and they will get you, and they'll get your money. I thought I might get bored when I got over into really full-time sports and all the things that were involved. I had no idea that it would evolve into where it is today with all of the issues of teams and the kinds of decisions we make and, frankly, the money that's involved. It's been the last thing from making me have cabin fever about getting over into competition. But you think it's competitive on the football field? Get over in that oil and gas business, and you'll come out of there with your nothing but, if you will, get out with the shirt on your back.
Jerry, I'll get you out of here with this open-ended question. What do you have to say to all the fans that are listening right now after 2-3 big wins and headed to the Lions next week?
Well, I'm so happy for you. You can't imagine how important you are in the thinking on every decision I make. And I happen to understand, you know, Tex Ram once told me, I was riding along with him and just met him, and I said, Tex, I wouldn't be sitting with you had you not done such a great job making the Cowboys America's team. And I was riding shotgun, and we rode along about another quarter. And he finally said something. And he looked over at me, and he said, "This would be a hell of a business, Jerry, if you didn't have to play them football games." Think about that a minute. I said, "What in the world kind of answer is that?" I know exactly what he's talking about today. And so to that end, I'm excited for you, our fans, through you, our fans. And this is what you deserve. And I'll assure you that I've not lost 1 ounce of, as a matter of fact, I've gained on it. And you'd be shocked at the kind of check I'd write if I knew it'd get us the Super Bowl.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.